Touching Women Ministries presents Drusilla Crutchfield, teaching creative Christian concepts for today's woman. This program is bringing a message of deliverance, hope, and freedom in today's world through our Lord Jesus Christ. Now with today's program, here is Drusilla Crutchfield.
Good morning, ladies. What a day this has been already. Praise God for such a beautiful day in the Lord. As we look in 1 Kings 22:14, we see that even as Micah said, "As the Lord liveth, what the Lord saith unto me, that will I speak." Let us go to God together in prayer today. Father, right now I just lift this ministry up to you, Father, and I commit it to you, and I ask that everything that be said at this moment on this radio time, Father, that everything that is said during this ministry, Father, glorifies you and honors you. Father, that you get the praise, Father, that you get the glory. Father, of every miracle that occurs, of every life that is touched, Father, of every soul that is saved, Lord, that you have the honor and the glory for it. Father, I ask right now that you send your Holy Spirit before us, Father, anointing and convicting, opening hearts, Father, to your word as it goes forth. And now, Father, I ask that you take these lips of clay and anoint them, that your word will be spoken as you live. We give you the glory, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Praise God. Even today, it has been a marvelous day. As I come to you knowing that already there is one who desires for this program not to be on the air. The ruler of darkness, the prince of the world, desires that this program not be on the air, and he has fought. But praise God, God gives us weapons and spiritual victory that what he has ordained will go forth. God is in control as long as we allow him to be in control. It is only when we put our hands up and say, "Okay, I'm going to do this myself," that God cannot be in control. Not because he doesn't want to be, but because we don't allow him to be. You see, we have a choice of what we allow with God and what we allow in our lives. We make that choice. And this week, my message is exactly on that. Have you made your choice, God or man? And you see, ladies, every day we make that choice in our lives. Every day, from the moment we wake up and open our eyes, from the moment we take that first breath and say either, "Good morning, Lord, praise God, thank you for a wonderful night of sleep," or, "Oh no, time to get up and get going again." From that very moment, we make our choice. Who am I letting control my life today? Is it God or is it man? Ladies, if we can wake up in the morning and let the very first thing out of our mouths be praise unto God, then already he has the victory. We have a victory in God already. You see, but we must prepare ourselves. We must prepare our hearts. We must feed on the Word. And we must feast on God's Word. We must have communion with God daily. Every moment of the day. Every moment of the day. So that even as we sleep, even as we sleep, God is there protecting us, guarding our sleep, indeed enhancing our sleep with heavenly visions, bringing intercession to us so that we can pray for others. You see, he is with us every moment of the day and the night as we choose to let him be. I want us to look in 2 Chronicles chapter 16, verses 7 through 9. Now, I know that 2 Chronicles might seem to be a little bit far-fetched for a women's ministry. We are looking here at Asa, King Asa, a king of Israel, and the battle that he is fighting. And you might wonder, what does a king of Israel have to do with me today? But you see, he sets a model that we can choose either to follow or not to follow. And it is my prayer today, ladies, it is my prayer today that we choose not to follow what Asa sets here before us. Because you see, this is why God gives us this. He gives us not only the New Testament with the promises of Jesus Christ and salvation and the fulfillment and the revelation, but He gives us the Old Testament to look to see those prophecies being made, to see the lives of those who have lived, and to see what God has to say about their lives, and to see the prophecies fulfilled. We look at Asa and the battle that he is going through and the judgment that he makes. Let's look at verse 7. And at that time Hannah, the seer, came to Asa, king of Judah, and said unto him, Because thou hast relied on the king of Syria and not relied on the Lord thou God, therefore is the host of the king of Syria escaped out of thine hand. Were not the Ethiopians and the Lubims a huge host with very many chariots and horsemen? Yet because thou didst rely on the Lord, he delivered them into thine hand. For the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth to show himself strong in the behalf of them whose heart is perfect toward him. Herein thou hast done foolishly. Therefore, from henceforth, thou shalt have wars. Let's look back at that first verse, verse 7 rather. Because thou hast relied on the king of Syria, and not on the Lord thy God. You see, this is what we do. This is what Asa did, and because Asa did it, not only was he defeated, but he was promised more war, to be ravaged by war. Therefore thou shalt have wars. You see, man relying on man. Asa had the choice of going to a prophet of God, a seer as it were, and hearing from God. Asa had the choice of hearing from God directly, knowing what God desired. But Asa chose to go to another man for counsel, a man who was not speaking with the voice of God. And ladies, is this what we do today? Is this what we do today? Do we choose to go to someone else, perhaps who does not hear from God? How often do we call our sisters crying and complaining? Perhaps not sisters in Christ, perhaps other women, friends, perhaps people of the world, calling to them, complaining about our troubles, not calling a sister in Christ for intercessory prayer, not looking toward a sister who can hold you up, one that you can, as James 3 says, confess your faults with, but rather just someone wanting someone's shoulder to cry on, wanting someone to sympathize with us. Sympathize, now I'm saying, not empathize. You see, there's such a big difference. There's such a big difference. We must not put our trust in people of the world. You have many friends. You have friends of the world, and you have friends in Christ. You have sisters in Christ. Those sisters in Christ are the ones that you should turn to. First, turn to God. Above all, turn to God. But you see, I know how the day goes. I know what it's like to be at home all day long, cleaning house and chasing after our children and trying to get the 101,001 things done that it takes to run a home, and sometimes to run a job as well. I know what it takes, and I know how lonely we get for the voice of a sister, and I know how much we need to actually share with another physical person, but I tell you to choose that person carefully. What will it do to go to another sister who is in the world and to cry and complain on their shoulder? What kind of counsel will you get? You know, I can go to you And I can cry and complain about everything that is happening in my life and just complain and complain and cry, and we can just sob on each other's shoulders. And the only thing that will come out of it are wet shoulders. That's it. Wet shoulders. It won't do any good. But I tell you, sister, put your trust in a sister of God, someone who will listen, who before she opens her mouth to say anything will pray in the Spirit, will intercede, will seek the mind of God for you and for what she must have to say to you. Don't go to someone with whom you will compare woes, compare complaints, and then support each other in what to do according to the world standards. Go to someone who will intercede with you, who will first pray in the Spirit. This is so important, sisters. This is so important. I know, because I know what advice the world can get you. It's just been my unhappy circumstance to listen to a brother in Christ who's had a great deal of difficulty and who has not sought Christian counsel, but rather has sought a psychologist, as it were, a psychologist in the world, gone and taken money and paid a psychologist to seek counsel concerning a Christian job and whether or not he should even stay in that job which is with a Christian organization, you see. And the psychologist of the world immediately said, you should have left that job yesterday, day before, because it causes you such stress. It causes you such stress. What would a brother in Christ have said to that person? Is it not possible that that brother in Christ would have encouraged his fellow brother? Is it not possible that sometimes that we are looking at a ministry that we might have that is not easy to carry, that causes us burdens, that causes us to cry, that causes us to pray harder, that causes us to be concerned, that causes us to seek God more, and we look at that maybe through the world's eyes, and instead of seeking what God has to say, we go to man, says, oh, this is so hard. This is tearing me apart. I can't handle it anymore. What does God's Word say? God's Word says, I can do all things through Christ who strengtheneth me. And if this is a ministry or a burden or a need that God has put on you to handle, if it is your marriage, God has put your marriage together, and your marriage is in trouble, what will someone of the world say? They will say, oh, sure, go on ahead, get out of it. God doesn't want you to suffer like that, surely. God doesn't want you to have to put up with that. But what might a sister in Christ say? A sister in Christ will first pray with you, pray in the Spirit, seek intercession for you. And a sister in Christ will hold up what God's Word has to say concerning that marriage, concerning that family, concerning that rebellious child, concerning loneliness, whatever the need might be. Oh, sisters, this time seems to have gone by so fast. But I say to you today that just as Asa sought man instead of God, I say to you today, please seek God first. Seek Christ's mind first. And if you must speak with people, if you must speak with another sister, seek out a sister in Christ, a sister who will intercede for you in the Holy Spirit, who will let the Holy Spirit seek and convict and teach. Praise God. I just ask that you be open to what God has to say to you. And I ask that if you have a prayer need, that you write to me. Let me know what that prayer need is. Let me intercede for you. Ask for this tape. Tape number 3. Your choice, God or man. Thank you for joining me today. I look forward to being with you again tomorrow.
You've been listening to Drusilla Crutchfield with today's program of Creative Christian Concepts. Our prayer is that you have been ministered to. This program is a faith ministry of Touching Women Ministries and is supported solely as God leads you to have a part in setting the captives free through our Lord Jesus Christ. You may write Drusilla Crutchfield at P.O. Box 4582 in Bryan, Texas, zip 77805. That's Drusilla Crutchfield at P.O. Box 4582 in Bryan, Texas, 77805.